Thank you very much. My name is Rob Robinson. I'm the chair of the Pacifica National Board's Programming Committee, and this is our regular monthly meeting on Monday, September the 18th, and we are currently streaming. I would like to begin by calling the roll so that we can establish quorum. Sarv Randhawa?
Here.
Okay. Bonnie Simmons?
Here.
Attila Nage?
Here.
Alan Minsky? Sherna Gluck?
Here.
Kimberly King?
Here.
Lisa Davis?
Here.
Serene Roberts?
She is going to be late, apparently.
Okay. Steve Brown?
Here.
Teresa Allen? Adnan Lakhani? Lisa Welch? Rob Robinson is here. Joni Eisenberg?
Here.
Kalanji Alushigan?
Here.
Okay. We have 11 16 members. We have a quorum. And the first item of business that I would like to begin with is to inquire whether or not we have David Adelson on the call. Okay. Failing that, Otis McClay, the technical coordinator for Pacifica. Otis, are you there? Okay. We'd like. Could you call in so that we can talk about the?
Call in right now.
All right. Thank you so much.
A point of information, please.
Yes, Lisa.
Was an agenda sent out about this?
No.
Oh, okay. Do we need to set an agenda?
But didn't we have something? It didn't look like an agenda, but didn't we have an email that said the two issues will be 3.0 and the national program?
Yes.
I never got that. I didn't get that email. I don't recall seeing it.
I'm sorry. We completed the review of the revised programming policy at our last meeting. And what we said we would discuss at this meeting was fundamentally Section 3.0, the licensing and distribution section, about which there has been a great deal of there are a number of opinions. But one of the things that I also wanted to discuss at this meeting were the issues of the midterm elections programming and the Spanish language programming, which has been produced for some time, but the issue of who's carrying it is hanging out there. So that, those are the other key issues that we're trying to discuss tonight, Lisa.
Okay, do we have an idea of time for each item? Or?
Yeah, well, I would like to suggest that for the Section 3.0 that we adopt a motion to spend no more than 30 minutes on it, if we can get David Adelson on the phone, in terms of the midterm elections programming and the Spanish language programming. I would think that we need to spend no more than 10 minutes on each of those items, and then we can conclude.
I understand Lisa has to leave early. Lisa, when exactly do you have to leave?
Well, I would... ideally, it would be nice to be off the phone by like 9:30 New York time or 9:40 thereabouts.
Okay. Okay. Have we been able to reach David Adelson?
Well, I was waiting for Sherna. Sherna was saying that we should call him when we're really ready for him.
Yeah, because he's sick. So he has the phone by his bed, And whenever we're ready...
Let's call him right now. I spoke to him, too, within the last half an hour, and he said he's ready to talk to us.
Great.
Okay, I'm calling him right now.
And I will take minimalist notes.
Okay.
Excuse me, do I remember that, I seem to remember that we were going to set up a working group to think more about the licensing issue, or...
Yeah, and I tried to call people and no one had time. Just so we all are familiar with the language as it stands... Here's the language of the distribution and licensing segment of the policy as it stands now. It says a central strat. Yes.
Excuse me. Can you point us to an email where it was sent to us in writing?
It's in everything that was sent. If you'll notice, it what I called. The final version of programming policy approved by Committee 82106.
I'm sorry, and would that be from you, Sherna?
Right.
Yes.
And I go to...
I couldn't hear you. What was the date?
I'm not sure the date I sent it, but go to page 3, and it says discussion...
I need to find the email before I can go to page 3.
Let me see if I can find when... I think I resent it again quite recently.
Okay.
Let me see.
Wait, maybe it's... Would it be in the one that says revised policy passed 821?
Right.
Yes.
Right. That's it.
So it's in there.
And if you go to page 3, begins the discussion.
Very good.
A 3.0. There was the part that was deferred. The whole thing was deferred. And then there was original language, and then there was substitute language and amendments. I had talked to Dave, had some very simple language that seemed to be very general, which is why we wondered if he could be on the call that may help us resolve some of the issues that allow latitude for everyone.
Yeah, okay. Sherna, I just spoke to Dave, and he's on the finance call. He wanted us to call him when we get to the business about the FCC, the regulations. I think that was the issue that he was going to deal with. Am I wrong about that?
Regulations?
Yeah, we're at the issue where we'd like to talk to him right now.
Okay.
FCC
I'll call him back.
About licensing, right?
Yeah, licensing. Is that what we're up to?
Right.
Yes.
Okay.
Right, that's what we're going to start with.
Let me just read the original language because the language is, while people may have positions with the language, is not really complicated. It says the central strategy for the dissemination of Pacifica programming is the utilization of digital technologies. This requires the development of appropriate licensing agreements that simultaneously protects the network's rights of ownership, editorial control, and unfettered distribution, and provides incentives for the dissemination of local station programming produced by unpaid staff. This means that any monies received by the foundation from non-affiliate broadcasters for programming shall be shared with the unpaid producers responsible for the production of said programming in accordance with clear policies to be developed by the foundation. And then it says, nothing in this policy shall abridge the rights of unpaid producers to produce programming for other broadcasters for which they are remunerated, with the proviso that such work does not conflict with their agreements with Pacifica. Okay?
Now, Rob, if I could just comment, when Dave and I talked about this, about 2 weeks ago or so, it seems to me that one of the issues here is the phrase, let me find it, It simultaneously protects the network's rights of ownership, editorial control, and unfettered distribution, and provides incentives. I think the kind of language Dave was suggesting was developing a license that enables producers to make a choice so that they can give rights of ownership, they can not,
mm-hmm.
they can retain full rights, etc. This language seems to imply that Pacifica does retain the rights of ownership, and I think that's where the problem is coming in.
Well, there are
okay.
several problems.
Let me
yes.
report on Dave. Dave wants to come on in 15 minutes because I think he's right in the middle of something on finance right now.
All right.
That's the situation.
Currently, to respond to your issue, Sherna, currently Pacifica doesn't have formal agreements with the paid and unpaid producers at the local stations about their programming, and that's one of the problems. And what we tried to do was come up with language which would not preclude how those agreements would be made, but simply would say that in an attempt to use licensing agreements and digital technologies, that we would begin the process of doing that. So the intention, it's important that everyone understand that the intention here is that we don't currently have agreements with unpaid staff or paid staff at the local stations about the programming.
Right.
But what we anticipate as a result of this is that those agreements will be worked out. Now, what was it that you wanted to add to that?
Here's my point, and I think we should wait till Dave comes on, because in my conversation with him, I thought that he had come up with something that dealt with the concerns that several people had raised.
Right.
The way the language now reads is there's not parallel rights. The language now suggests rights that Pacifica has and incentives for the dissemination by the staff. And I think that what Dave has some language that really suggests parallel rights. But I think that maybe we should go to Odie and wait until we call Dave in 15 minutes and make sure that Lisa is still on the call at that point, and hopefully Serene will be on.
I was going to
Dave will call in. Dave will call in 15 minutes.
Rob?
He's going to call in.
Yeah.
One information. I have this page 3. And over there it's a 3.0, and then it is a CR, add paragraph, then it says another 3.0,
yes,
substitute language by Rob Robinson. And which one are we discussing?
Scroll down to the one that says substitute language by Rob Robinson. It's at the bottom of that page.
Okay.
That was what Rob had read.
So that's what we are discussing now?
Well, what we probably should discuss
Just so everyone understands, The concept of this is that licensing and digital distribution will help all Pacifica programs be distributed to a broader audience, whether it's just within regions or the nation or even globally. But there are concerns that Pacifica and the local stations and the people that produce the programming have to deal with. And those issues have to deal with the rights of ownership, the editorial content, and the ability of the programming to be distributed. Now, internally, what has not happened in the past is Pacifica has not negotiated with local stations and unpaid staff about what the ownership rights are and how that impacts whether or not they will be distributed to X, Y, or Z. And all we're trying to do in this policy is to say that those issues will be established. Okay?
Rob, upon information?
Yes, sir.
My first question, are we discussing that bottom paragraph, a 3.0 substitute language by Rob Robinson?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
I strongly suggest we're going to get into this go-round again, that
exactly.
we wait until Dave calls in, and that we I would like to suggest we move the agenda.
I wanted everyone to get on the same page about what the issue is. I really don't think that there's controversy, or I hope there isn't controversy, about the fact that what we're trying to do is take programming, whether it's local or national programming, and move it to a larger audience. But in the context of doing that, there are licensing agreements that have to be established that consider who owns it, how it's going to be distributed, and who has editorial control. So that's what we're talking about, Sherna. Is that
Rob,
is that a good...
This is Bonnie. I know that you want to move the agenda for the moment.
Mm-hmm.
However, I do not think that is the only concern. I think there is a huge concern based on the fact that much of the material you're talking about, we don't, whether we're talking about programmers or Pacifica, own the copyrights. And
music that's played on the show, for instance.
That's a very, very complex issue right now for everyone.
Could you give me a case in point, Bonnie?
Yeah, recorded music. That's one. Number two, speeches or actualities that are either lent to us for one specific use. For instance, if KPFA gets an agreement with KCBS that we can pull down from one of their streams a news actuality, it is done under the guise that we are just using it in a newscast. We do not have the licensing of that particular gratis piece of material to use it in any other way. A third case of this is mm-hmm. that many, many of the tapes, for instance, that we have in the archives that may be the great voices of our generation and generations past speaking, we own a physical tape of it. It may have been broadcast on our stations. However, we do not own the copyright. And the way that copyright law works, as far as I have always understood it, is they don't care whether your intent was good. If they don't care what good you may have been trying to bring about by generally disseminating material that's owned by someone else. What they care about is that you have caused a copyright infraction. So I honestly think that this is a huge part of this that has to be looked at before you can proceed in any way. Although I couldn't agree more that one of the first things that Pacifica needs to do is straighten out this issue of ownership of intellectual property produced by its programmers.
Mm-hmm.
Point of information?
Yeah. Lisa Davis, please.
All right, because I know we were talking about trying to move, because I just know we're going to get into all these issues again once Dave comes on.
Mm-hmm.
And I need to talk about half an hour, because this will sound like it will end up being about an hour if we continue on. So I just want to know if we're going to move the agenda. I would like to suggest that we do, and further conversation be held when Dave comes on, because we're only going to talk about this again.
I agree.
Could you move the substance of your motion again?
I move that we move this agenda item to when Dave comes on, and that we go on with the next agenda item.
Okay. The next agenda item, then, that I would like to discuss while we come back to this, and I would like someone to try to reach Dave so that we make sure that we know when he's coming on. The next agenda item would be to ask Otis McClay, who is on the call, to discuss where we are with the midterm elections programming. Otis, are you there?
Yes. Where we are? Well, we put the first show up on Saturday, you know, on time. It's available. We're one of the things, I mean, we're working on the next show, and actually the next show after that. The next show is about Iraq, and the following show is about is Katrina. You know, we have this conference call every Monday where a whole bunch of people get on and come up with ideas, and then they start giving us material. We've, you know, pretty much
built a system for dealing with this. It seems to be working. The show's available, you know, if anybody wants to hear it. And if you live in Los Angeles, you heard it on the radio today because KPFK is carrying it. And as far as I know, that's the only person carrying it at this point.
When was it carried here,
Tony? It was carried at noon. I think it was carried at 2. I'm not sure what other day parts, Jennifer. They've done a fairly complex schedule, but they wanted to make sure that people heard it. I think that they're planning on running it half hour, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday at noon, which
is
an excellent time.
Do you have it on the Pacifica.org?
Well, no, I have no control over Pacifica.org, but I can
so
give you links.
Where can a person go to listen to it? We have to go to KPFK to listen to it?
I guess it's in their archive, but you can also go to, I can send you, or I can give you a link right now.
Starve is asking, is there a way for people to stream it?
Where is the way to people?
Yeah, I'm saying I'm going to give you a link right now, and it's
okay.
At 6minutes.com.
Oh, that was a failed link.
What?
I tried that when I saw it earlier, and it was did not connect to anything.
I'm sorry, 6minutes.com did not connect to anything? Is that what you said?
Yeah, I can't find what the exact link was, but whatever it was that was in an email, I tried. And
oh, from Mitch? The email that Mitch sent out?
Well, anyway, it should be somewhere where it's network-wide, people know so they can get to it if they want to listen to it.
Okay, here's how you can listen. If you go to 6minutes.com and you put in 6minutes.com/ID001.pls, it'll start a playlist and it'll start playing.
ID 00?
Yeah, ID.
/ID001.
Dot PLS.
Dot PL as in Lisa F?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And
one other
Davis.
Question.
What?
One other question, please. 6 minutes, is that number six or is it spelled out?
Yeah, no, it's spelled out.
Okay, so
I got confused. Could you repeat it once again?
Otis,
yeah.
Are you on a computer? Can you send?
No, I just couldn't hear it. What was it?
Yeah, I can actually send.
Send the link.
Thank you.
I just don't have all of your addresses. That's the trouble.
All right. But Justin, I would like to suggest you repeat it to just so people hearing.
Sure enough, I could send it to you, and you can send it, right? Because you've got everybody's address.
Okay.
I can do that. All right, let me. I'm sorry. I'm just doing about 50 different things here.
Thank you, Odie. Thank you.
Okay. I can do this. I've got to get to my Gmail. Why can't I find my Gmail? Okay, that's not working. I can do this. You just have to give me a second. The other thing is, if you go to 6minutes.com/PACNAT, you'll have a directory of all of the stuff that's happening. It's wide open. I'm giving you the secret code here. And it's under show one final. All right, now wait a minute. I'm logging into my Gmail, and then I will send Sherna a link.
Could you repeat that one more time after the slash?
Yeah, 6minutes.com/ID, as in India Delta, 001. Dot PLS, Papa Lima Sierra PLS. And that's a playlist with all four files. It's 4 half-hour shows. Now I've got to figure out how do I add a contact.
Otis, once you've done
what's
that.
What's your email, Sherna?
SVGLUCK at
SVGLUCK. V is in Victor.
No, B is in Bravo.
B-G-L-U-C-K at
C-S-U-L-B.edu.
Say that again.
Simple Boy Greg Lucifer Underhand Christian Plan dot
S-C-L-U-L-B
dot E-D-U.
S-B-G-U-L-C-P?
No, C-L-U-C-K.
No, I'm... I have,
I have SB Gluck. I have that.
Right.
And I want the at.
Yes. CSU is in California State University.
Okay. CSU.
Okay.
CSU.edu?
No, CSULB.
LD. I'm sorry to be so slow about this. CSULB.
LB.edu.
LB as in boy.
LD. CSULB. .edu. Okay. Cool.
Can I ask a question?
Of course you can.
Now you were saying, you said something like a bunch of people, you guys have, you have a conference call with a bunch of people every week? Okay, and these are people from the various stations, or, I mean, without giving names?
Yeah, from people all over the country.
Can you be more specific about the process, Otis?
The process. The process is that we have a, I don't know how to say this, we have a conference call every Monday at 5:30 Eastern, and the people who are participating join in. Okay, sure enough, I had like a really long conversation with Jennifer Kaiser on Thursday about bringing people in there, and she circulated a memo.
Yeah, sent something out to the programmers. But my question is more about, you know, like, have each of the 10 topics been decided upon in our last conference call when you told us about this? People were supposed to be sending in suggestions. It's not clear to me how this collab, you know, this is the first time thing, and I think we all have an interest in trying to hear how this collaboration is working. So, like, how have the topics been settled upon? Are the conference calls to work out the dynamics of who's doing what? Is it to work out what is the process?
The process is that we all talk together about what needs to be done and then find out how to do it. It's not, this is, I have to say, this is a production call. And the assumption is that everybody who's on this call is working on the show. So the content of the call has to do with the content of the show.
People are pitching their
ideas, and then we generally have a consensus about what's going to be done.
How's the initial topic decided on?
We're doing it all together. The first three topics Mitch chose, and right now we're up to six, which is corporate control. Five is going to be... I'm sorry, I have to have my notes. Four is propaganda and media. Five is stolen elections. And six right now is going to be corporate control. That's how far we've gone. We haven't decided all ten because I wanted to have the people on the call decide these, because to a great extent, what we choose is dependent on what people are really, what people really resonate with. And the whole process has been collaborative. That's been the idea behind it.
Now, who ultimately decides what will go forward? I mean, you might have, like, five people deciding this, five that. How would
that
be decided?
It hasn't worked out that way. That's not how it works.
Okay.
But no, because in general, there's more room than there are people.
Okay.
Ultimately, if there have to be choices made, Mitch and I will end up making them, because that's our job. But I'm doing everything I can to avoid that so that this is a collaborative process.
Well, let's go back to the way that the shows come out. There are four shows every week that are produced. The first 30-minute show is a news wrap-up by Mitch Jezerich, right, Otis?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. And then there are three 30-minute shows produced behind that, which tend to be produced by local stations that deal with specific issues pertaining to the elections.
They're produced by different people. It's not necessarily a specific station producing a whole half hour.
Right. What I'm saying is
we set out a subject, Rob. We basically have a subject,
and then we find out what people are going to do, and we organize those pieces more or less into those 3 half hours. And my only stricture at this point is a request that that last half hour be somewhat positive.
But what Lisa is trying to understand is that if someone wanted to, for example, produce a show about African-American soldiers that are involved in the war in Iraq and how that translates into an election in congressional district X, Y, or Z, what would her process be for communicating with you?
Well, I mean, she could certainly call me. She could speak to Mitch because he's there in New York. Any one of these things could be done. And Mitch is, you know, we've done a lot of outreach at WBAI specifically because Mitch is there and half of the show is being, you know, produced from there and it's being fed from there. It's very easy. This is an open door. This door is open. And anybody who wants to actually get involved in producing material is more than welcome. Okay? What's not on the call are people who have ideas but aren't going to do anything, they've dropped off. I'm sorry, Lisa, go ahead.
No, I guess just to say more specific, and I think you sort of answered me, that if you ever had a situation, which theoretically I guess you could have at some point, somebody's like, no, this idea is really hot, and you got all these ideas coming in, and all these things, people wanted to produce a segment saying, no, it should be for this, and if it ever had to be a decision where somebody would just say, no, this is what we're going to have to go with. I guess I was wondering how would that decision be made, and
if the situation came up. I mean, ultimately, I get to be responsible for what goes out over the air.
Okay.
And Mitch and I are doing that totally together. You know, we're talking with each other before we do anything. If a situation like that came up, then and there was no way to rescue that by changing the times or something like that, then we would have to make the decision. But we're doing a lot of communication with the people who are providing this stuff. And, you know, I mean, I would like that situation not to arise. I mean, we've done one show, it hasn't arisen, and we're doing another show and we'll see. But it is a production. It's a production.
But in a way, that could be a positive thing if you had all these ideas, you know, that did arise. Sometimes that could be positive, too.
Well, we went through a major period of getting ideas. I mean, everybody who's involved with this was exposed to that process. So there are a lot of ideas out there, and now we've kind of turned the corner into production. And now we have to have 2 hours every Saturday. And so, you know, you know theater. You know how it works. And so, but again, that hasn't come up. And I try to run the call so that it's a totally collaborative process. That's one of the major experiments of this whole thing, is to make that happen.
Yeah.
Is to do that so that the thing can be done that way. It's not just me sitting around with, you know, some ideas and, you know, giving out assignments.
Is anyone in the stack, Rob? If not, I'd like to go on.
No, go ahead, Sherman.
I had a question. This is Joni from WPFW. Otis, I was wondering if is there any way you could send out some kind of announcement to people on this committee about the program? Because I don't think that we at PFW know much about it, other than
with all due respect, you know, I've tried to reach Ron and I have been unable to.
Well, that's why we're asking you on behalf of the WPFW Local Station Board and Program Committee to send something to us. That's why
we're sending something to the Programming Committee here.
Programming Committee.
Well, I don't have all your addresses.
Get that. That's pretty easy. National office has forever.
Rob, and he will send it out.
No, this is, I'm about to send, well, Sherna's the secretary, right?
Yeah, she has.
And so I'm sending this piece right now to Sherna, and I've just had my own problems getting it done.
And we'll distribute it, yes.
And then you can distribute it, you know.
Right. Okay, good. And I have a question, Otis. I have concern. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay. As we discussed in the first call, and as you and I discussed, and as the KPFK staff discussed, we have issues around gender, around race, around immigration. I don't, what you've laid out so far, I didn't get what the first three were, but four
Katrina
or five.
Katrina is the third
six.
One.
Pardon?
Katrina is the third one.
Okay. I don't see, okay, with Katrina, we obviously will get into issues of race and class, but I still have major concerns. This looks like it's so totally focused on elections as such and not the bigger picture.
And not what?
The bigger picture.
Well, I'm not sure that's true. I mean, that's one of the things that I keep focusing on. There's going to be, I think, show seven. I think we agreed that show seven is immigration and race specifically. Katrina's going to have a major, obviously a major element to that end because that's what's going on. And I continue to remind people that that's an overall theme. I mean, the idea of institutionalized racism is pervasive. And it affects almost everything we do. There's an element of that in the Iraq show. It's obviously going to be in Katrina. It certainly has to do with corporations, and it certainly has to do with the media. So all of those elements are there.
Gender?
I'm sorry?
Gender?
Well, actually, gender, I mean, in what way do you mean? Do you mean to actually discussing gender as an issue, or do you mean as a representation of people?
How is it getting built in from the titles? Obviously race and class is going to be there, both Iraq, Katrina, and we get to immigration and race. How in discussing what appear to be kind of like mainline discussions about elections, talking about stolen elections, we could get into race there for sure. Corporate control. I just have concern, and I have concern based on also, who are the players in these calls. It's not like every one of the folks in Pacifica has a terrific consciousness around issues of race, class, and gender. So I just have concern.
Well, I share it, and I'm totally open to suggestions about specifics, because a great deal of this has to do with what people come up with. I have asked some people to be on calls, and they have not shown up on the call. And in a way, there has to be some kind of organizing process in order to produce 2 hours a week, okay? It happens that, in terms of gender, we have, I think, a predominance of women as producers, believe it or not. If you listen to the show, you'll hear that. As far as people of color, I haven't seen the participation from people of color that I'd like to see, frankly. We've put it out there and haven't seen it, and of course, I mean, speaking to Jennifer and speaking to people at the stations and telling them that this is existing and this is going on, and ultimately, if people don't show up, then they don't show up. And I end up having to, I have to produce a show. And so some of the issues here have to do with people who show up or don't show up. I mean,
I think it would be helpful if we on the PNP program committee knew a little more about it, because certainly in PFW there's lots of people of color who might.
Do you talk to, Jim Brown?
Yeah, I talk to him almost every day.
Okay, well, talk to Jim. Mention this to Jim.
Right. Well,
Jim is one of the people that I had long
yeah,
talked with, Jim and Pamela.
Yeah, but that's not their area of interest, their mental health. I'm just saying if you circulated to the committee, then we as our representatives from the station could identify the appropriate people in the station.
Otis, maybe you could recap which stations are carrying the show when.
Well, as far as I know, here's what I know, okay? What I know is that KPFK is carrying it. I know that they're carrying it at noon. I got a bunch of other times from Jennifer, but, I asked her to email me, and she hasn't been able to do it. As you can imagine, Jennifer's incredibly busy. I know that KPFT is planning on carrying it starting next week at 11 o'clock at night. half an hour every day, followed by Informativo.
Wait, stop a minute.
What?
Wait.
Well, that's what I know.
At 11 o'clock at night.
I'm just telling you.
Isn't that A, where Flashpoint was, and B, where Informativo is going?
I can tell you that that is true, and, you know, that's what I know.
Is the staff, can I get on the staff again?
Sure, Lisa, go ahead.
Okay. I know you're not trying to come across as this way. You've been very, very fair and timid. You're trying to make this be about everybody. But just technically, what is your position with this show? Just
I'm the executive producer.
Executive producer.
Yeah.
Also, and I know that you also said that, from what I understand, the calls are primarily about production. But I didn't know if you knew if there's a process, or maybe somebody else should be asked about this, in terms of continually try to work, I guess, with the program directors of the various stations and the DMs, if that would, you know, be involved in that. Because I hear, you know, some of Sherna's concerns, and this is such a large topic, and in terms of making sure that you get the input and stuff of people based, I guess, on class, ethnic background, and also regionally, you know, the regional dynamics that go on
and,
in elections and politics and stuff like that.
And that's so, I'm not quite clear what you mean. I mean, how do I apply that?
Well, I don't know. That's what I was asking about. I was just wondering, like I said, I know that you're working on the production, you know, end of it from what I primarily get, but I didn't know if you knew if there was that kind of input to continually try to involve, like I guess some of the administrators, like the PDs, DMs, and you know, taking into consideration like some of the regional dynamics that go on to within, you know, each station signal. You know.
Well, I got to tell you, Lisa, that there's nobody around who doesn't know about it, at least not in the five stations.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's come up before. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I think the question is, who are you talking to? Within, there's a lot that goes on that doesn't always get communicated to.
Yeah, well, I want to send
people.
You, what's your email?
Me personally?
Well, yeah, maybe you don't want to give it out over the net.
Yeah, I mean, I can give mine out, but I think it, again, the whole committee maybe could help.
Mm-hmm.
I know Kalonji and I are on our local program committee, and we could certainly share it with people there. But mine is to healdc@yahoo.com.
This is Kimberly from KPFK, and I want to. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you,
okay.
Kimberly. Thank you for calling.
Okay.
That is to say.
I'm hanging in there.
Yeah.
I wanted to say that you don't have to be a woman or be a person of color in order to understand that race and gender and class, for example, are issues that should be discussed if you're discussing elections, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And that there is expertise at all the stations in these issues. And I think that if one of the things that this committee is saying, or at least some people are saying, we think that race, class, and gender should be addressed in this committee, and we will, you know, we'd like to brainstorm on ways to help or something.
In the show,
I don't think it's fair to just say, well, we don't have any, we have women on the committee. Not all women study race. Study gender issues. Just for example, a gender issue is women's reproductive rights. How will that be affected by the elections? Family leave issues, for example. There's gender issues. There's race issues in education, affirmative action, et cetera. Not just Katrina, which of course is going to deal with race to some extent, but it seems like there could be an attempt or an effort to incorporate issues that affect women, issues that affect African Americans, Latinos, immigration, as well as class issues, explicitly policies related to social programs, et cetera.
I couldn't agree more.
So I guess how can we make that happen, or how can we help to make that happen, or
well,
can we help?
You're articulate. I want you on the call and stuff together, because that's how it works. It's coming out of the people who were actually doing the work. That's where it's really coming from. I raise issues, and I have to say to my shame that I haven't raised the issues that you just raised. And they're totally relevant issues. I've actually been more focusing on race as a major issue, because I see one of the things about racism that's important is that it's invisible. It's invisible to most people. They don't see it unless they happen to be, you know, oppressed by it.
Right. It's invisible to some, but not to others.
Well, it's invisible to the people in power, and it's invisible to most white people. Because they just, you know, they just live a normal life. They don't think about that stuff. When you have to wake up every day and deal with it, then it's a different point of view.
That
has to be communicated, and how pervasive it is, and how institutional it is, that it's there in ways that you just don't see. And part of the purpose would be to make people aware of that. At least as far as I'm concerned. I mean, it's literally everywhere. And,
oh, I know.
Yeah, exactly. You know.
I know firsthand.
Exactly. But a lot of people don't know that firsthand, mostly people who haven't been oppressed by it.
And I would even, not to take this, but I'd even go in to say that there are probably things that I don't even see, because, you know, you're so used.
It's weird.
You've never lived without it.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly. I mean, you know, I could go into it, but I don't have
right.
to. The issues of the women's issues that you raised, which are electoral issues and which aren't dealt with, really definitely need to be involved. And I have to say that there probably ought to be a show on that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just
That'd
to say,
great.
let's do a show on women's issues, because I haven't seen much of it in the election. I haven't seen much of it in any of the rhetoric and stuff that I've heard. It's like it's not being really talked about. I don't know if it ever has been, seriously. And that cuts across, you know, that obviously cuts across the racial lines as well. And the funny thing is that there are a lot of women who are producers on that. I think, you know, the majority of the producers are women.
Otis, if I could interrupt you, I guess...
I'll bring that up.
Otis... If I could interrupt you, I guess the concern of the programming committee is that we would like women and people of color to be involved in the process, number one, and it's never been clear what that process is. Secondly, it's not clear how our listeners are going to hear the programming if those folks get involved in the process. And that seems to me to be a concern.
Well, I can understand that. I can understand that concern. You know, Pacific has put money into this, and, you know, if the stations don't carry it, that's kind of too bad. But I can't speak to that. I have no control over that. All I can do is provide decent programming.
And if the stations
have a problem with that, then the stations need to deal with that. I mean, I'll talk to them, and I've talked to everybody. What else can I do?
Can I ask, can you clarify, when this was all first talked about, we were told that many of the affiliates were very interested in this programming. What kind of commitment have you had from the affiliates?
Well, I know KGNU is carrying it. I was going to call Vicky Santis today, but I didn't have a chance. KBOO is carrying it. I know that, and they're not an affiliate yet, but they will be shortly, I think. And I'm not sure who else. And I don't really have any way of finding
notes.
Out. What?
Tell me again for the notes, the two that you mentioned.
KGNU and KBOO, KBOO, are both carrying it. I know that.
What would Ursula know?
Well, Ursula's been on vacation, and that's been part of it. You know, that's made it a little difficult because, you know, Ursula hasn't been able to work on it.
This is Lange. I'd like to go back one moment to access to putting in information. I was wondering if you have a list of all the local, the LSV program committee members?
No, I don't.
You don't. Maybe that would help rather than you having to pick one or two people out of a station to contact.
Right. Exactly.
You know, well, if you had a list of, if we can get to you a list of all the, you know, each station give you a list of their programs, because that's their responsibility on the local level.
Yeah, and if I had that, Conji, we would mail to them. I had a talk with, there's a woman at KGNU who's been very active in the show, that was, to a great extent, her concern was the publicity part of getting it out there to people. She's working on that, and, you know, if we have email, Mitch mailed one to everybody he knows. You know, I've been posting on the PAC announce list and on the AFPAC list. And if I can send email to the, if I had those addresses, man, I would send it out immediately, Kalonji. It's a great idea.
Okay.
Well, can I suggest an interim solution? Each of us is on a local LSB, and some of us are probably on the local programming committee.
Right.
If we sent it, and I just sent the link, but I still don't have the proposal, Otis.
What do you want?
We
you want
sent that to our, each of us sent it to our LSB and programming committees, and asked LSB secretaries to forward it to the committees if we're not on the committee. That could at least be an interim solution. You know, we have to get much, much wider discussion of, to me, of the topic, for one thing.
Kimberly?
I didn't hear the word profit. I didn't hear the word.
What Cherner was suggesting
profit.
Is that if we can get information, Otis, we can send it to our local station board programming committees and urge them to ask the station to carry the program.
But yeah, and I was just going to
say,
we wrote a press release, Cherna, which Greg and I wrote, and it went out some time ago, but let me send that to you, because I think that might be the most useful.
Well, also the breakdown that Jennifer sent to the public affairs programmer.
Yeah.
Which public affairs programmer?
This was at our station, Johnny, at KPFK. Otis sent her something, and Jennifer's very good on following up and sent it to all the public affairs programmers, both, which includes paid and unpaid.
Yeah, because, again, if we had this information, Otis, I know at PFW, we could work to help give you more input from our public affairs programmers.
Okay. I didn't get
we
your
don't
name.
Really,
I,
we
I apologize, but I didn't get your name. I need...
Joni Eisenberg.
Oh, Joni Eisenberg. Okay. Yes, I know. I've heard your name.
And we would... Because we keep hearing about this show coming, but that's all we ever hear. We haven't heard anything else about it, that it's happening sometime.
Yeah, I think
fall.
Part of it, yeah, there's a, because the communications that I've made mainly are to stations, you know? And I think
yeah, but
that
that's
you're
our,
talking
that's,
about it, yeah.
That's part of our role, though, is to help with the communication.
Right. No, I believe me, it's fine with me. I am totally behind this. Whatever can advance this, because, you know, when you hear the show, I think that you probably will like it. It's been, the first show is pretty good. I'll send you that one as well. I'm trying to find this press release.
So, Otis, just to be clear, you're sending, I forwarded to everyone the link, and you are also sending the press release.
Okay,
the
should have, I just, I'm,
and
I'm
the finished. Actual kind of breakdown that you had sent Jennifer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Jennifer and I mostly talk. You should have it now. I just sent it. It's probably getting there. It's a couple of Word documents. And I'll send those. Why don't I send those to...
Okay, I have the press release now.
Yeah, and that there's kind of a breakdown as well.
Okay.
Of a show that was circulated mostly internally. Let me send this to...
Odie, this is Sarv.
Yeah, hi, Sarv.
Did you have any kind of feedback from the listeners so far? How was the show?
Well, I mean, I had feedback from people who heard it, but I haven't had an overwhelming feedback from listeners. It just ran today for the first time.
I see.
What we've heard is reasonably positive, if not quite positive. Mm-hmm. Joni, I'm just going to call this stuff.
Attila, back here.
Rob, it's more than 10 minutes now. I think we may be on the next item.
I'm concerned about trying to finish this up and getting Dave.
Right.
Yeah, I can call him again. Well, actually, I'm on the...
I haven't been able to reach Mr. Adelson. He's in the middle of a call with the Finance Committee. So, at this point, Otis, we only know that KPFK is carrying the show.
Yeah, and KPFT will start next week, I'm pretty sure.
What about WBAI? So much is being produced there, I thought.
I've heard about Tuesday and Thursday nights at 8, an hour each. I haven't heard an absolute confirmation of that. And I know that KPFA, there was talk about carrying it Saturday morning on KPFA, but I know it was not there this Saturday morning. I sent an application to the program council there on, I think, August 8th. I sent them a demo 2 weeks ago. I haven't heard anything more. I know that there's at least one member of that program council who's looking into it, whom I've spoken to. That's what I know.
I'm sorry, let me just get this for the note. So WBAI is talk of carrying it 8 p.m. 2 times a week, and KPFA is talking about carrying it...
Well, that was talk, and it didn't happen, so I don't know what's going on there right now.
Okay.
And does anyone know...
Somebody in the program council there is looking into it.
Does anyone know what carriage has occurred recently of the Informativo Pacifica in stations other than KPFK, the Spanish language broadcast?
Well, I know it's Dwayne's plan. Dwayne and Ernesto are planning to put it on starting next week. We would be at 11, and then that would be at 11:30. That I believe is their plan. That's what I've heard.
Wait,
so it's currently airing it in LA and no place else.
It's running at in Portland and it's running in Boulder.
But not on Pacifica stations.
Not that I know of. I just.
Okay.
By the way, does Boulder have quite a quite a bit of community there that speaks Spanish in Boulder area?
Yeah, there is.
Actually, there are, interestingly enough.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Great.
Well, I don't know if they're carrying Informativo. I don't have an answer to that. But I know that there are people there who... There is an immigrant population in Boulder.
Colorado has a large number of Spanish-speaking.
Yeah. And, of course, Boulder is also heard in Denver on the AM station. So you're also reaching Denver.
Well, I would like to suggest that we close this call down. We can't get David Adelson on the call to discuss Section 3.0. What we do know now is that we have the same carriage of the Informativo Pacifica, the Spanish language program, and the midterm election program. It's all being carried at KPFK in Los Angeles. And therefore, I would like to suggest that we adjourn this meeting and call a special meeting, if necessary, when we can get some better information. Would anyone else like to add to that?
I would love to get the list that Kalonji was talking about. Because I would, if I could find that.
And
I don't even know how to go about getting it.
Otis, I think that would be quicker and more practical is if you sent the material. I can't do three things at once here, but after the call, I will forward these two things that you did send.
Okay.
Press release and informed dissent. And if each of us took responsibility to get it to the chairs of our program councils and committees, that would at least get started.
Is there anybody from KPFA on this call?
No.
Attila is here, yes.
Oh, Attila. Are you on the program
Attila,
council?
Attila, Starve, and Bonnie.